still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
How great is Sam Talent? That's awesome. He was. I've seen him a couple times on Kill Tony. He was with Adam Ray when Adam did his Dr. Phil thing, and it was just gangbusters hilarious. He's fun. Go see him. Desert Ridge Improv up there at Desert Ridge. That makes a load of sense. Head on up there and take a look at Sam. That was fun. And didn't disappoint either. A lot of times, comedians that are like, oh, this guy made me laugh so hard last time I saw him. And then they come in, they hate it here because radio ruins the spirit and hopes of all comedians that have to get up and do this.
Well, we know radio knobs that want to ruin everything.
Absolutely. So. I wouldn't want to go on their shows. But he came here and he was ready to go immediately. He was awesome. Sam Talent, everybody. Go get him. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends over at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical black self-defense training. I mentioned it yesterday, the dinnertime robberies. A guy emailed, said 2 years ago, sitting at dinner. And he was cleaning up the plates, picking them up, end of dinner. He said he turned around. There was a guy standing in the living room, just standing there. And he's like, you don't realize. He said, I was a Muay Thai guy. He had all this history, his background of being a fighter. He goes, you don't realize what's happening when there's a human being in your house that shouldn't be there. Like, your body just stops working for a few seconds. And there's no reaction. Like, you think you're going to be super brave and smart. You're just going to stare at him and go, what?
What?
Yeah, exactly. And he said, but it took a few seconds. And he said, the dude started to walk towards us, and I went to work on him. And like, that has to feel unreal. And now they got that new rule. We're just talking about self-defense, where you're allowed to shoot.
From the guy that was on the property?
Yeah, migrants that you can shoot them when they're on the property, and they're trying to pass a law here that says, why not? I think Kerry Lake's in on that.
Like, that was a shocker.
Yeah, you can fire away when they're just hanging around the border of your property. Yeah.
But I love that, it was a great. Because I heard someone talking about it, and they're saying, if that was in my yard, I'm okay. When they come into the house, sometimes you don't have that.
No.
You're just closing in the time even more.
Seen those zombie movies when they're just standing there, and the next thing you know, they're hauling ass towards you. Hey, somebody on your property, give them one warning, and then let them know. Anyway, there's ways around that, and they'll teach you that at React Defense, too, because there's legal ramifications to how you defend yourself, and you got to think about that. They go through that whole deal, not just saying, here's how you defend yourself, but here's what you say after you've defended yourself, and especially a case like that. Here's what you do to defend yourself legally. Here's how you watch it, because you can get in trouble for defending your own property in a lot of situations if you slip up and make a mistake. They've got all that covered. It's amazing. Yeah, just head on up there. Their seminar's coming up for the Women's Self-Defense in April, and like two slots left, so you want to hop in on that thing. It's almost sold out. And all the other ones are available, the classes, all the hands-on stuff. It's brilliant. Get on it. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
The Rock joined the board of the TKO, the company that owns the WWE. They gave him rights to his nickname, The Rock.
Wait, he owns the... Say it again?
He's on the board.
Oh, I thought you said he owns the WWE.
No, he joined the board, which basically getting a piece of the company. It turns out he got a lot more than that. They also gave him the IP and trademark rights to a whole bunch of his classic nicknames.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking is one. Rudy Poo, Candy Ass, the Brahma Bull, the People's Champion.
Jabroni?
Jabroni.
Nice. The Rock's got them all.
The People's Elbow, Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
And he even says, he jokes around, but he's got the trademark on it. The Sheik is the one who would throw it around.
Yeah.
Backstage to, the wrestlers. Right. He gives him credit.
Jabroni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's dead now, so he
there's a strangeness to liking The Rock because he still hangs on to the wrestling thing. Like, he got out of it and became this superstar. People want him to be president. And he still goes back to wrestling as, like, it's weird. It's almost like
a pass, almost.
Yeah, like stand-up comics that make it huge always end up going back to stand up a little bit. Like, it's their thing. And he does that with wrestling. It's like
and that was a couple of years ago?
Awesome.
Similar to the friend of your mom's or your parents.
Hey.
they were he was approached by legitimate people like, if you want to run for president, we would like you to do that.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about my mom's friend that ran for president. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about, actually. Yeah, my mom's friend ran for president, but then, she had a serious,
It's like, no, I was approached. Legitimately, he passed for right now, but who knows?
They basically told her they'd take her to president school. I'm sure The Rock has been offered if you want to do it, here's how we make you the president. The Star Wash, basically.
There's a school for that?
There's this private, quiet, if you want to do it your way, you're going to lose. If you want to do it our way, you got a chance. And that's essentially.
How much money does that cost?
She stood outside. She told the story that she went out to.
Nothing if they want you to run.
Right. It was in Virginia was that the FBI or whatever that whole building is. And they took her out into the woods to talk to her, like a walk in the woods. She's like, I found it weird, but then I realized I can't listen. And they're like, here's what we'll do. We'll cover this. You've got a future, we think, in what you're doing. And whether she was going to be president or not, they were going to make her political. You saw it with Kristen Sinema here in town. She was, talking about running for stuff. And the next thing you know, she showed up and she looked like she was on the Lens Crafters ads. She looked great. And prior to that, she was kind of, they star-washed her and taught her how to speak. And now she's going off the rails.
Did they teach her those big boots and walking into Congress and all that kind of stuff?
Star-wash, big time.
Oprah Winfrey is leaving the Weight Watchers board of directors after being a member since 2015. Reason being is she's using
Ozempic,
the weight loss drug, either Ozempic or Wegovy. There's a numerous
couple of them. She's not using Weight Watchers.
She will donate her stock to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. It's valued at $18 million, but since her announcement, it's kind of dropped a little bit.
Wait, her stock for Weight Watchers?
In Weight Watchers.
She's given all of her Weight Watchers stock to somebody else?
To
just because she's on Ozempic?
Yep.
You can't do both?
Instead, Mr. Ain't
that a bitch? I thought that was my stuff. But she isn't. She said she still will be a proponent of Weight Watchers. But she thought, since I'm going to, it's a kind of a clash in a way.
Well, you can't do both.
Good on her, though. Yeah. She's not whoring herself out like that.
She's an advocate for both.
Hey, if you're going to endorse one, you got to use it. You can't go for both. I got an email from a lady yesterday. We were talking about Shohei Ohtani getting married after he signed the deal. And I said, he signs a deal, but no guff. The lady's not. And this lady emailed me and said, just because a man makes a lot more money than you doesn't mean you don't have a say in the relationship. And I just simply thought of Oprah and said, do you think Stedman gives her any guff at all? She's allowed to do everything. She's with Gail all the time.
Let me think about that. No.
No, Stedman, because men are cooler. Like, we don't sit back and go, well, you make all that money, but I still have a right to tell you what I don't like. Stedman's just like, whatever you want.
Stedman's got his own island, let alone house. Stedman's, he don't care.
Stedman's the dream. He's the goal. And he's not handing guff to her.
He's got tons of poon coming out to his place.
Probably. Women are like, am I better than Oprah? I don't know. I haven't been with Oprah. She's Gail's
girl. Arrangement.
Yeah. But what an arrangement. And he's one rule, don't give me any guff. And I bet you he's never even raised his voice to her.
I wouldn't
either. I was Oprah's man. That should be a song.
You get a little pissed. She just buys your Ferrari.
Right.
All right. I'm over it.
Oprah, can I have another Ferrari? You're pissing me off. I'm not going to give you any guff. Just hand over the keys.
That's what his plate says. Yeah. The license plate says no guff.
Yeah. And everybody goes, there goes
no
Stedman.
No guff two, no guff three.
There goes Stedman. God damn it. Ladies, you can learn a lot from Stedman. A dude pulling in that kind of Oprah money. You just be nice to him every day. No guff. Don't tell him you want him to take the garbage out. You do it.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. Holmberg's morning sickness.
Elizabeth Hurley has a girl-on-girl sex scene in her upcoming movie, Strictly Confidential. The movie was written and directed by her 21-year-old son.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, Mom, cut. Let's do this again. I need you guys to Damien Hurley.
Remember we had Elizabeth Hurley on the show on the phone, and I asked her, I'm like, because she had said something about her son seeing pictures of her in bikinis, and I'm like, that's weird because, like, you, like, show your kid that. You're hot. You're like a really hot mom. Oh, that's gross. And he's directing her in a sex scene? Ew.
Brett mentioned it, or Toledo mentioned it earlier this week, but Dune Part 2 is out this weekend.
Can you imagine?
Man, it is getting great reviews.
Walking Bunny through a sex scene?
No.
Next topic.
Where do I put my legs, Brady?
We got to get them higher.
Hey, I need you to be louder.
When's the last time you did this, Mom? You got to get that thing airborne a little bit or it's buried in the mattress.
We're not getting enough Rosebud. I need more Rosebud.
What kind of movie are you making with her?
Jesus. I'll be showing that video next week on Friday.
I'm talking about a delicate sex scene. You've got your mother has a Rosebud in yours. Come on, man.
All right.
Father, I'm so sorry.
You finish on the Rosebud. Mom, we're almost done. Kiss it. Oh, mean it. Cut. Guys, I'm not getting the passion here. Here's my mom with a Rosebud out, and you guys aren't passionate about it. I want to believe this.
Brett's already done some research on this, but the Sopranos, the booth in the last scene at the restaurant Holstein's.
Tony's death booth.
In Bloomfield, New Jersey. They're auctioning it off. And right now, there's there's probably more now. 175 bids, but the price.
183.
Is it still at 63,000?
I'm watching. 65.1.
Okay,
65.1. Oh, 65.3 just went up again.
Man.
184 bids now.
That is remarkable how cool that would be to own. Where would you put it?
You build onto your house.
I like that idea.
You don't. Come on.
Or you do a like the Airbnb.
You do an Airbnb and you make a whole Sopranos house, but then you got to go buy a Bada Bing sign. And
easy.
Brett's moving in.
And you got to deal with Brett in the backyard all the time.
Hey!
You and Mattia go outside, play a little putt-putt ball. Well, just walk around inside the house a little bit.
Man, I would. Those are those.
Instead of the, you could have the terry cloth robes in there in the Airbnb and then track suits.
Oh, man. But that's Paulie's thing. He just wore the robe and the tank top. Oh, my goodness.
Could have Noah show up every once in a while.
Yeah, to, have the speech to Noah.
So when you filled out your application at Columbia, you didn't put African-American, did you?
Or what was it?
Jewish, did you?
Yes.
No,
I put down African-American.
So we understand each other.
That's such a great
thing. We can do the whole thing.
So we understand each other.
What? And then he says the thing. A word I've never heard in my life.
I know this will bum me out.
F you. That's what we're trying to avoid here.
That's exactly what we're trying to avoid here.
What a scene.
See, I got guys.
I don't want to do it.
I'll play it between commercials.
No, we can't do it because we'll just be thinking about it the whole time.
And their daughters don't want to be with my son.
I know this will bum me out. Guy Fieri's Flavortown Fest in Ohio is canceled.
Why?
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
The food was tasted and people realized it was a bad idea.
They took Skyline Chili over Guy's food.
Greta Van Fleet, Kane Brown, and Brett Mark Michaels were scheduled to perform.
Brett Mark Michaels? Is that the same guy as Brett Michaels?
No, it's a different.
Oh, okay. Brett Mark Michaels. He's a country
impersonator.
He's Mark a Dan Michael. Swayze. Yeah.
They've decided to do a food festival rather than Guy Fieri. What did I miss there?
It's just canceled.
Oh, they were part of it.
Unforeseen. Yeah, and they were part of it.
Hmm.
The Fire Festival 2 has made $110 million in pre-sale tickets.
This dude's got a lot of balls.
Billy McFarland.
This is still happening?
It's a thing. He's selling the
tickets started at $2,500 apiece with the highest access level.
Now, hold on.
The highest access level ticket is more than $1 million.
Does he have booked X again, or is he flying by the seat of his pants like last time? Who's playing Fire Festival 2?
I got pulled up.
He doesn't say how many tickets have been sold. He just said, is this 20? They announced it yesterday.
Firefest Minnesota? I don't know if it's the same thing. That's all hee-haw acts.
That's a load of hee-haw.
It's supposed to go down in December in the Caribbean.
Yeah, he's doing it in an island again. And oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, there isn't a financial advisor in the world that would tell you that's a good investment.
Was he also behind the Willy Wonka?
Yeah, that's the Fire Festival. Yeah. That thing is ridiculous.
It was like
too.
An aftermath of a birthday party for a child.
Right, that's what it looked like. Yeah.
They were just missing a pinata, and then that was
what?
It. A pinata?
A pinata. Oh, okay, I didn't understand it. I thought she was having a minor stroke.
Must have been that tilde over the end that really got
you. Pinata. Calm down.
It's the only time I get to be Mexican. Everywhere else,
it
I'm
is?
Being ashamed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or being shamed. Being shamed.
Being ashamed. You said it, Freud.
Unbelievable.
Speaking Dr. Freud. All the other times, she isn't Mexican. She's ashamed of it. I see. Only when she's spewing out piñata.
I'm so disappointed. I'm not awake.
Piñata. I liked how you said that, though. Say it again.
Piñata.
Piñata.
That's weird.
It's adorable.
Look at that. Brady said it. I'm adorable.
I want to dip that in salsa and eat it up. That's awesome. We've got the Guadalupe Squares coming up. That's why Mo's here. We're going to do the Guadalupe Squares in just seconds. If you want to play, 585-9800 is the number. We need a girl. We need a boy. We're giving away tickets to the good guys. And then
I believe we have NASCAR.
NHRA or NASCAR. Yeah, NASCAR. We've got all sorts of racing stuff. We'll throw those your direction in just moments. The Squares coming up. There goes your entertainment drill.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect.
98.